This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Will Brinson, CBS Sports NFL writer. What's up, Will? Good morning.
What's up, fellas? How are you doing?
We're doing all right. Hey, could you answer our very deep poll of the day? Has to do with Aaron Rodgers. There's a viral video where he may have picked his booger, and some people are alleging he ate it. What do you think is worse to be known for, being the booger boy or being a bedwetter?
Oof. I mean, I think that, like, there's not to, like, get into the semantics of this, but I think there's a massive difference between, like, if you're a booger boy. Are you a booger boy because you pick your boogers, or are you a booger boy because you pick your boogers and eat them?
That is a massive difference.
Jim Boeheim is like a notorious booger picker and eater, right?
I didn't know that.
I was unaware.
Oh my God. Google Jim Boeheim boogers. It's like the guy's jammed his finger up his nose like every single game. It's unbelievable. He's definitely been nibbling.
I'm going to YouTube that.
I got to tell you. I'm not averse to picking my nose. It feels amazing.
Everyone's a booger boy if they just pick their nose.
It feels amazing.
Yeah. No. I love picking my nose.
It feels great.
You
can breathe.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm a huge fan of oh, that's a pretty good bug.
Yeah,
that's a solid bug that I got there.
When I get a big one, it's amazing.
Yeah, but you're not chomping on it.
You're not eating it.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
I'll yell at I got a 10-year-old, I'll be like, Robbie, you gotta see this bug. For me, it's like a no brainer. I'm okay being the booger guy.
Yeah.
As long as I would much rather be the booger guy, but if you're a booger eater, That's a whole different, I just dry gag.
I'm grossed out watching Boeheim do it now.
Oh my gosh, he did it.
He literally ate his boogers.
Was this during COVID? Was that why he's got the mask? I've got
It's his whole career, man. I'm sitting here yelling, I love bugs, I'm not going to be picking my nose. I'm going to be picking my nose on national television. Yeah.
So if you were known for all your friends from high school, if you're known as either the booger eater or somebody that wet the bed, what's the worst rep?
I think the worst, the wetting the bed is just a problem. It's at some point, now I'm too old for this, but sometimes you got to share a bed throughout the course of your life. whether you're married, bedwetter is going to cause you bigger problems. I look at it in this lens, and I mean, this is probably, not 2024 me, but if I'm trying to attract the interest of a young lady, or a mature woman, whatever you want to call it, I think bedwetters, the notorious bedwetting reputation is probably going to impede that more. Even so. Than boogery.
I don't know, man.
That's where I'm coming from on this call. So I've never eaten a booger. I won't ever eat a booger. But I'm taking booger eating over bedwetting.
The funniest thing about this whole bit is I'm looking at your Twitter from 2 minutes ago at Will Brinson joining Junks Radio now to talk some football.
Right.
I was gonna bring up. I don't know where he's playing next. I know he's playing here again tonight, but man, I don't know if you guys are Sturgill Simpson fans, but I went last night and he is on an absolute heater right now. So if Sturgill is in your area at any point, make sure you make the effort to go.
All right, there you go.
We will keep that in mind.
Hey, Will, can you talk about the absolute debacle in Austin, Texas on Saturday night after the officials call the PI and then they are reviewing the call on the scoreboard, and in between that, for 7 minutes, the Texas student section is throwing stuff on the field. First of all, I didn't know you could reverse a pass interference call. I didn't even think that was possible.
I mean, you can't.
Right. And what is going on with this crew? What are they doing?
Okay. I mean, a couple thoughts here. One, you're not, obviously you can reverse pass interference because they just did.
I didn't know you could.
But you're not supposed to be able to do it. And you heard Kirby Smart after the game, talking about how he had some words. He's like, we're not going to show up and take the pictures and dance around on the field. He's like, they tried to rob us. Your whole network picked against us. Georgia played an awesome game. Their pass rush was undeniable.
Defense was really good. Carson Beck, not awesome.
Yeah. Carson Beck had like two picks in the first 15 minutes.
Right.
I think that the NFL has gotten better about doing this in recent years, and college football is actually ahead of the NFL on it, but like the replay assist type of stuff to make sure you get the right call. Like the NFL did that with that first down on I think it was Sunday night maybe, where they're like they buzz in, they're like, no, he like Alan Lazard was stretching out and like clearly his knee went down, the ball's past the first down marker. They buzz in, they're like, hey, that's the first down.
Yeah,
like,
they use the replay assist. That was smart.
Replay, exactly. Like the eye in the sky stuff. Now the NFL's implementation of it has been very sort of like riding with my ex-wife down the highway where, it's like smash. If you're like, what are you doing? Like, just you don't need to smash and gas. Like, just relax. Mm-hmm. But I think that, like, I do think they've gotten to a place where they're using it more frequently and more appropriate measures. In this instance, I thought it was very clearly not defensive pass interference, right? Like, I mean,
right.
Am I thinking about it backwards? I mean, I thought the end result was like the correct decision, but you just can't, like, that's the rule book says you can't do that, and like you're not supposed to be able to review it. And then Texas is like, hey, welcome to the SEC, guys. Not sure if you're aware, you're not in charge anymore. You might be Texas, and you might think that you're in charge of everything. Mm-hmm. You're not. And the SEC, I'll tell you what would you rather be? Caught on national television in college eating a booger, or get a text from your university that you're attending that lets you know you've been caught on national television throwing a bottle and your ticket for the rest of the season to your almost certainly guaranteed playoff top five team has been revoked.
Yeah.
Because you like feed me give me a buffet of bugs before you take my ticket.
Talking to Will.
These kids are just getting these texts. Like, they're showing up. It's like, hey, we reviewed this. And the SEC, I mean, put the hammer down.
Right.
$250,000 fine. Find everybody through those bottles and
take their tickets away.
Yeah. Or
kick them out of school.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you saw it, but like the SEC was like, and if you don't do this stuff, mm-hmm. we will suspend your alcohol sales, which is, that's crazy that they have that power.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think I'm a passionate NC State fan. I've screamed some things in the stands that even in my older age that I kind of wish, like, the kids around, the small children around me might not have heard. But yeah, you don't throw bottles on the field. It's like, what are you doing? Like, grow up. Like, it's a close game. It's a big game. But you can't throw a hissy. It's basically like a college student section, like hissy fit. I mean, that's all it is, And so, but I don't like the idea that, the throwing this stuff on the field, potentially influence the call. I don't know. I almost feel like it's more likely that
I think it looked that way, but I think they were going to reverse the call either way, even if there was stuff thrown on the field.
Doing that on, like, it's just a reminder. Sometimes we should rethink whether we gamble on football when you think about all the stupid stuff that, like, can impact whether you win or lose money.
I hear you.
Joined by Will Brinson, CBS Sports NFL writer. So kind of what's your perspective on what you see in the Commanders? We had a discussion yesterday after they beat up on Carolina, and we know that it's Carolina. Well, how good is this team? Where do you see them stacking up in the NFC?
Yeah, I mean, look, Carolina is, man, it's like playing, I don't know, like an FCS or FBS.
They're hideous.
That's what I said. Yeah, that was varsity against JV on Sunday.
I mean, yeah, and like even when Mariota was out there, it just didn't even matter. And so, like Carolina, I think it's like, they 2 weeks ago, they were down to 4 of 11 starters on defense from the beginning of the season. You know, Andy Dalton, they need to just play Bryce. I don't really know what they're doing. But yeah, I mean, I think Washington, one of the things I think is really interesting when you look at Washington and also look at Dallas is Dallas before when Mike McCarthy first got there, their defense was atrocious. And like Mike McCarthy was on the hot seat 2 years in with Mike Nolan as the DC, fired him. I don't know that Mike McCarthy chose Dan Quinn so much as like he sort of foisted on him. But Dan Quinn comes in and the defense is awesome. Dan Quinn leaves and the defense stinks again in Dallas. Meanwhile, in Washington, you have this offensive line that we thought was going to be a massive problem. It's been playing fantastic football.
Right.
And the defense, which, you know, John Allen out now, and I don't think anybody's going to say that the Washington defense is elite, but I think they've been playing above their skill level, right? Or above like the overall talent level on the defense. And you also have 2 weeks in, Cliff Kingsbury's, you know, like running this horizontal raid. I think everybody's kind of asking questions. I mean, I think we maybe even talked like after week one about it a little bit, but now it's changed. And I think I just really think a lot of this might be Dan Quinn's influence as a good football coach. And I think he's a good football coach. To me, the biggest ding to his reputation and to sort of his success in Atlanta was, you know, like losing the 28-3 Super Bowl, the greatest coach and greatest quarterback in the history of professional football. MVP with Kyle Shanahan, of course, we got an MVP season out of Matt Ryan. And I think he's just a really good football coach. And you can kind of see it from a transitive property standpoint with Dallas struggling and Washington thriving. But to me, that's not a coincidence. So, you know, in the NFC as a whole, you know, there's definitely like a class of, like, I think the Lions are the class of the conference. The 49ers are there when they're fully functional, and they're just not right now. You know, the Seahawks, I think, is like, you probably put the Commanders in the same sort of level as maybe the Seahawks.
Eagles,
you know, Vikings and Packers probably a little bit above, maybe the Eagles in that maybe a little bit above as well, just because we've seen it from this team and they might have a little bit more depth on the lines. But it's like absolute worst case, Washington is right there in that, whether it's a second or third tier, depending on how high you put the Lions. I put them very high. That is a playoff contender that has an exciting young quarterback who looks like a franchise guy. You got to stay healthy. You got to, you know, avoid some shots when he's running, especially like, dude, just don't take big hits against Carolina. You're going to win by 40. Just don't take hits. I think Washington is like frisky, they could win the division. I wouldn't bat an eye. But I think they're definitely like a frisky wild card problem, right? Like, I wouldn't want to be hosting Washington on wild card weekend, much less even having to go to Washington to play them. I doubt they get to buy, but like, I wouldn't. I think they're a problem. Let's put it that way. And I think
like
that's
to
a
hear
good
that.
Thing.
Yep. Like
yeah.
to hear
like,
that.
I think that's a good. That's a great thing for Commanders fans who have been like pining for anything interesting
right.
and. You know, look. You know, you want to talk about sort of like a higher level thing too. Look at the Panthers, you know, versus the Commanders, where David Tepper comes in and is just got his mitts in every aspect of that organization to a fault from a micromanaging standpoint. And you know, Josh Harris, who just has stayed out of the limelight. Mm-hmm. Like, he came in, he's like, "Hey, look, not Dan Snyder. Going to do the opposite of Dan Snyder for a few months, and then I'm going to hire some football people, some like Adam Peters, Dan Quinn. You're talking about like established, smart football people that he hired and brought in, and he's letting them do their jobs. And it's I'm not saying it's like easy to run a football team, and I don't know how to do it, but you know, just get out of the way. And I think he's done a really good job of doing that.
Right. Will, we always love talking to you, man. It was great. We'll have you on again soon. It's Will Brinson, CBS Sports NFL writer. Thanks again, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, boys. See ya.
All right. Yep. Thank you, buddy.
If you want to give him a follow on Twitter, at Will Brinson, we're the Junks. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.